Thousands of New York State high school students who failed an exam required for graduation received some welcome news yesterday. Because of an unusually high failure rate, more than 60%, on the math portion of the so-called Regents test, the New York Commissioner of Education decided to throw out the results. He declared the test itself must be flawed. Jim Kademus is New York's Deputy Commissioner for Education and for Elementary and Secondary Education. He says a panel of experts is combing through the test to figure out what went wrong.
The test has four parts to it. The first two parts are really classic in terms of algebra and geometry. The second two parts, parts three and four, are primarily word problems or multi-step problems that combine algebra and geometry. Based on the data that we've been able to collect so far, it appears as though the biggest trouble the students had was with parts three and four, which, of course, is the kind of things that mathematicians and college professors and businesses are telling us kids need to be able to do. And so what we're finding is that the kids may have been getting in class a heavier dose of the traditional geometry and algebra and less of the latter part where there is really applied math. You are actually solving a question that is being posed that requires you to read and then be able to apply different types of mathematics, including algebra and geometry, sometimes in the same problem.
So in that sense, it's almost a diagnostic tool for educators. They can go back and figure out what they need to do in the classroom.
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing here is that we may have a test that has the right level of expectations, but we may have a system that is not quite ready for all kids to meet those expectations. For example, when we break down the test scores based on the grade level of the kids who took the test, the ninth graders that took the test, who would typically be your more advanced students, 81% passed this test. The 10th graders, 48% passed. The 11th graders and 12th graders, both less than 30% passed.
Well, how do you explain that?
Well, 11th and 12th graders are probably kids who took a test before and failed it and are now taking it again for the second time. And so they may be your least skilled students. The ones who may be the most skilled are the ones who are taking it in the earlier grades. So it may support the theory that for many kids, this was not seen as a difficult test, but for the kids who struggle with math, they found this to be quite difficult.
With the passage of the No Child Left Behind legislation in Congress, schools across the country now have to adopt these high-stakes tests. Passing those tests is necessary to move on to the next grade and eventually graduate. But does a situation like this one in New York, highlight the potential problems in using these do-or-die tests? In this case, you identified the flaw. You're attempting to fix it. But what if the flaw went unnoticed? Is it fair to pin one child's future on a single test?
If there was only one chance for a student to pass a test to meet a graduation requirement, I probably would agree with that statement. In New York, since our tests are geared towards the courses that students take, a senior in New York would have had 10 opportunities total, 9 other besides this, to pass this test. So we think it's reasonable to think that over time, eventually they all ought to be able to meet a certain standard.
Since you've identified flaws in this most current test, will this in some way strike a blow to the testing movement?
I think that it certainly is an area that it's a reminder to all of us who work in this field that we've got to take great care and that a lot is riding on this. On the other hand, I would not be one to say, well, this is a flawed system. I think we've got a particular problem with one particular exam on one particular day that we're going to have to diagnose and fix, but we're well on our way to doing that.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Jim Kademus is the New York State Deputy Commissioner for Elementary and Secondary Education.